Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast, and on this episode, I wanted to talk to you about the question that I hear, which is, should I use a real estate attorney? The answer is, yes, you should use a real estate attorney. And in some states, it's required that you use a real estate attorney to actually close the transaction. So let me clarify the question that I often get, and it has to do with contracts. And so the question is usually, should I use a real estate attorney to review my contract? And I would say yes. I don't think that is money that is unwisely spent. Now, what should you expect when you work with a real estate attorney on your contract? First of all, when you go to law school, you should know this, and you can ask attorneys about this. When you go to law school, you don't specialize. So it's not like when you go to medical school and then you go into anesthesiology, or you go to medical school specifically for podiatry, or you go to medical school specifically for optical training, right, for your eyes. Attorneys are trained differently. Law school is law school. Now, you train to pass the bar in your own state, and every state is different in passing the bar. You can't just be licensed all over the U.S. to practice law. So you need to know that piece of it. Now, when attorneys pass the bar in their state, they can specialize. I know attorneys that specialize in oil and gas, mineral rights. I know attorneys that specialize in title law. Okay? And so you can find attorneys that specialize in real estate contracts. This does not necessarily mean that the attorney you contact to review your real estate purchase contract is familiar with the market, okay? And there's a difference there. And I'm not suggesting that real estate attorneys aren't familiar with the market. You just need to know the questions you want to ask when you're working with a real estate attorney. So back to the original question, should you work with a real estate attorney when it comes to reviewing your contract? I think you should. I think that real estate purchase contracts are easy to read personally. They're fill-in-the-blank contracts. They're written in plain English. Most of the language in it is easy to understand if you'll just read it. Having said that, it's nice to have the confidence of somebody reviewing your contract for you. I'll also tell you that the title company will review your contract to make sure it is a complete contract that they can close a deal on. They're not going to advise you on what you should negotiate. They're not going to advise you on those types of things or what you should say in an addendum. They will advise you on whether or not a contract is a good contract and they can actually complete the sale with that contract. A real estate attorney can give you the same advice as a title company, but they can also offer language, how you would write a particular contract. Now, having said that, most real estate purchase contracts are written in such a way that you don't have to add extra language to it. When extra language gets added, things start getting more complicated than they need to be. And in my experience, in the past as a real estate agent, the simpler I could write the language, the better the contract worked for everyone. And that's where sometimes people get into trouble. So having a real estate attorney help you with language is 100% okay. I'll also tell you that you can Google this stuff. You can Google answers or how to write an addendum. Okay, if you take my commission cure training course, I have a documents training where I give you several examples of how to word things. I'm not going to give you the specific wording for your situation because I'm not your attorney and I'm not your real estate agent, but I will give you examples in that training of how I've done it in the past in particular scenarios that have worked out just fine. So, getting back to the original question, should you get a real estate attorney? I think you should. I think it's a smart investment. You might spend a couple hundred dollars doing that. But when you think about the amount of money that you're saving, right, and if you follow the plan that I give to you in the training course on how to actually find a buyer that doesn't have an agent so you can save both sides of the transaction, commissions, those fees, right, then hiring a real estate attorney becomes a cheap prospect. It really does. Maybe you spend $500 on a real estate attorney. They're out there, okay? Just to make sure your contract is good, that the language in there is good, that both parties can perform on that contract, right, in terms of, you know, money changing hands and all that kind of stuff, right? So just know when you go into looking at a real estate attorney what questions you should be asking. What's your experience handling real estate purchase contracts? Obviously, what's your price to handle a real estate purchase contract? How many reviews do I get for a real estate purchase contract? Hey, ask those types of questions. Also, find out what they know about the market. They may not know anything about the market. They might just be brilliant at contracts, right? They may have no clue about your particular neighborhood and what home sales are going for in your neighborhood. Why? Because they're an attorney and they practice law. They don't practice real estate, which is another reason that you should take the course so you understand the ins and the outs of what's going on, how to read the indicators in the market, right? How to make your house sell, how to make it irresistible to a buyer, how to price it the right way, how to stage it the right way, how to get a buyer to offer you a contract, right? Once that contract's in place, then you can talk to an attorney and say, look, I would love it if you would review my contract. What's the cost? Before you do that, review it yourself and write down the questions you have in the contract. And then take them to the attorney. Because the more efficient you can be when speaking to an attorney, the better off you're going to be, the less cost it's going to be, unless it's just a flat fee for them. Unless they say, hey, it's X dollars, I'll review the initial contract and I'll help you with X number of addendums, right? If you contact an attorney and they seem too high priced, ask them if they've got a paralegal that can review it for you to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, right? And before you even do that, take it to the title company and see what they say. Hey, is this a good contract? Can we complete on this? And the title company will tell you, okay? Again, they're not going to give you advice on the market or whether or not you should say X, Y, or Z on your contract. They're simply going to tell you this is a good contract, or we might run into an issue with this. Consider rewording it. Again, they're not going to tell you. And so then you can go to an attorney and go, okay, this is what title told me. Help me write this a specific way. Talk through it with the buyer. But the short answer to should I get a real estate attorney is I think you should. I think it's a smart investment when you're selling on your own. Again, the cost, the amount of money that you're saving and the cost that it would be for a real estate attorney, it's not even comparable. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison. So I just want to leave that with you. I think you should use a real estate attorney when it comes to contract review. But do those couple of steps before that and talk to the title company, read through it a couple of times, figure out what your questions are, and then you can approach a real estate attorney. And when you're talking with the buyer, specifically an unrepresented buyer, it's okay to say to them, hey, look, I'm just going to have my attorney run through this and make sure we're all good. And then we're going to move forward with this. We think this looks good to us, but we just want to make sure we're everything's done right. And so we're going to ask our attorney to review it and we'll be back to you ASAP. Most buyers will be okay with that. They want to be protected as well. They want the deal to go well. Okay? It will also help you weed through junk investors who are trying to just get a good deal, people who might try to scam you, okay? They might try and pull one over on you. If you'll just let the person on the other end of the contract know, hey, look, I just got to get this reviewed by my attorney, and then we'll be good to sign this and get moving forward with you. That will protect you in and of itself, okay? And so, again, as always, I hope that's helpful to you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.